The Catching Away. The subject of the rapture has been very controversial. The thoughts on when it will be, pre-tribulation, mid-tribulation, or post-tribulation, have actually split churches. Many do not believe in a rapture at all, as the word rapture is not found in the King James Version of the Bible. Let's allow the Word of God to give us the answer we need, as it is very important to believers on our way to a world of peace. The term used in the King James Version of the Bible is caught up, which came from the Latin word raptus, meaning snatched or carried off, as by an animal or bird of prey that hunts. The bird of prey is therefore called a raptor. Other definitions are catching away or catching with the claw, as eagles are noted for. No matter how we look at it, we cannot get away from the fact that we will be snatched or carried off. The word rapture comes from raptus, which defines the carried away experience as one of great happiness, pleasure, bliss, and delight. Can you imagine the thrill of seeing our loved ones that have gone on before us by way of the grave, then the transporting of all of us together into the clouds to meet our Lord and Savior? I don't believe our minds have the capacity to comprehend that experience before we are transformed. Keep in mind, all Scripture must coincide with the rest of the Bible. If you try to eliminate the catching away of the church, the continuity of the rest of the Bible will not flow to the new world of peace. We must be taken off the earth for the renovation of the planet to begin, making a pure, sinless dwelling place for Jesus and His bride. What a glorious day that will be. After all this life is over, the sorrows we had faced will be nothing compared to the blessing of just looking upon His face. We will see love, mercy, and grace. 1 Corinthians 4:15-18. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. After Jesus takes his Gentile bride to glory, he brings her in the palace for the great wedding supper. This will be our appointed time to see him as he really is and spend time alone with him. I'm sure our eyes will be fixed upon him, watching his every expression and movement. Do you ever wonder when he walks down this long table and stops right where you're sitting and looks into your eyes? What will be the first words you say to him? Scriptures tell that the things he has in store for us are greater than anything we can even think or dream. This supper is only the beginning. We, above all things, don't want to miss out on this. While we will be ecstatically beginning our 1,000-year honeymoon, the millennium, the great tribulation of brutality as the world has never seen shakes the earth. The Holy Spirit has been holding this evil violence back until the Gentile bride is taken in the rapture. Now there is no more restraint as Satan has his day to wreak all kinds of evil on the earth. 2 Thessalonians 2:6-8. And now ye know what withholdeth, that he might be revealed in his time. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work, only he who now letteth will let, until he be taken out of the way. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. In the midst of the chaos on the earth, Jesus sends his two witnesses, Moses and Elijah, to Israel. They open the eyes of the Jews to their Messiah, preaching his position and his deity, Emmanuel, God with us. He then appears to his Jewish brethren in person and shows them his nail-scarred hands. His Jewish believers overwhelmingly embrace the Lord Jesus and are extremely sorrowful and ashamed of rejecting him years before. The Old Testament, being a shadow of the New Testament, types the story perfectly in the life of Joseph when his brothers sold him into slavery. God raised him up to the very right hand of Pharaoh. He marries a Gentile bride just as Jesus does. And when that great famine struck, his brothers came to Egypt for food but did not recognize Joseph. Joseph put his Gentile bride in the palace while he went to reveal himself to his brothers, just as Jesus puts his Gentile bride, you and I, in the palace while he reveals himself to his brethren, the Jews. God has every detail of his plan for our redemption laid out from before the foundation of the world, and it is going exactly as planned. Our unbelief and all the devils of hell cannot stop his plan from being fulfilled. Every word of the scripture is inspired and must be fulfilled. The greatest thing is he never, or will never, lose one of his believing children.